The amended compact with the state would allow the Potawatomi to offer more games at its large casino in Milwaukee and a smaller facility in the northern Wisconsin town of Carter. In return, the tribe would have to give the state five times as much money in annual payments. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says that's the kind of revenue Wisconsin needs to help patch its budget hole.
These negotiations are all going on, you know, everybody knew it over the weeks leading up to the budget address. We're trying to put together a balanced budget in Wisconsin for the first time in 30 years and one that doesn't raise taxes.
The state says the Potawatomi agreement is similar to one announced last week with the Oneida tribe. That deal prompted Republicans to pass a bill that would give the legislature more power to approve compacts. Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo is now doubly upset with Governor Doyle.
I think a lot of people are really saddened by the tone this has taken, by the quick action behind closed doors of Governor Doyle to sign away some sweetheart deal.
Gard hopes the governor changes his mind about likely vetoing the negotiating authority bill. The new compacts also worry a longtime Doyle friend, Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann.
We had a plebiscite in 1993 in Wisconsin, and the public came down against expanding casino gaming. And I think this is clearly an expansion of it, and I think it contravenes the plebiscite.
McCann hopes the state Supreme Court will someday rule on the gambling expansion issue. In the meantime, Rose Gruber of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says she may ask the state to expand a $250,000 annual grant to publicize the issue of compulsive betting.
Certainly, it's nationally wide known that as you increase accessibility, certainly you increase potential for more people to become addicted.
But the gambling addiction risk appears to be one some state officials are willing to take to get a balanced budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.